What? Are you laughing at me for squeezing the marshmallows? I want to make sure they're, you know, fresh. I happen to take s'more making very seriously. You can't just use any old marshmallows. You need the appropriate bounce and softness. You can't use stale, hard marshies and expect a life-changing s'more experience. I happen to be very excited about bonfire date night. Ever since we put in the fire pit, I have been dying for warm weather so we could actually enjoy it. And we finally have it, which means I get to make my world-famous s'mores and snuggle up with you and watch the flames, so of course I'm excited. Which graham crackers did you get? Ah, yes, these are excellent. You have exquisite taste, my darling. Which we already knew, because you're dating me. Now, all we need is some chocolate, and we can go. This was a really good idea, you know. Having a date. We've both been so busy with work and life, and it's really easy to forget that it's important to put effort into our actual relationship, too. Yeah, things have been much better since we started implementing the standing weekend date. Yeah, I was really starting to miss you. Miss us. The world makes more sense when I'm with you. In your arms, preferably with a nearby stack of delicious snacks. There was something I've been thinking about asking you. I just haven't really found the right time. Well, it's kind of a big thing. Not a bad thing, not at all, but big. I was gonna wait until tonight to bring it up, but you know how bad I am at waiting. Patience is unfortunately not one of my many virtues. Right. So, this thing, how to say this? Okay, well, when we first got together, and we had the conversation about kids and marriage and family and all that, I said I didn't want to have kids. I know that you did want them, but you said it wasn't a requirement and you'd be okay without them, so we took a chance on each other, even though we wanted different things. It seems like you haven't regretted that decision. At least, I hope you haven't. That's a relief. And it's worked for us so far, but lately, maybe because we've been in such a good place, I've noticed my feelings on the subject have been changing. I'm sure I could make a joke here about my biological clock ticking, but oh, I can't stop thinking about what it might be like to have a baby with you. I'll give you a second to get over your shock. Okay, here. Maybe some water? You look like a deer in headlights. I know you probably weren't expecting this from me today. It's just, over the past couple of weeks, every time we have sex, I think about you breeding me. Filling my womb up with seed, impregnating me, imagining the changes my body would go through as I grew your child inside me. Our child, that's right. My big tits growing heavier and heavier as they fill with milk. I was thinking, if you want to do this, start a family with me, then we could get started tonight. I have always wanted to fuck you outdoors by the firelight. I was gonna offer it to you anyway, but tonight we could skip the condom. I've been tracking my cycle ever since this revelation occurred to me. So, do you want to fuck a baby into me? I thought you might. So, as much as I'd like to take your cock out right now and fuck you into oblivion, you have a fire to start, don't you? I meant the one in the fire pit. I'll be out in a sec. Love you. Wait. Hang on. You gotta let it get the perfect meltiness. Yes, meltiness. I'm an expert. It's a very technical term. See? Here. Try this. Good, right? It's all in the marshmallow choice and the length of time on the fire. It's all very specific. One must study the way of the Graham in order to master it. Yeah, I am totally full of shit right now. It's a perfect night. Warm, clear sky. I mean, look at the stars. Cozy fire. And snuggling in the lounge chair. This is bliss. Only one thing could make this night even better. Oh, I think you have an idea of what it is. Let me think. Being pumped full of your delicious cum, of course. Yeah, get me pregnant, baby. We're both wearing entirely too many clothes. Kiss down my neck. I've always loved the way you do that. You lick and nip and kiss down my neck. While you squeeze my tits, it just feels so good. It sends shockwaves to my pussy every time. Oh, yeah. Let me stroke your cock. I always love the way you feel in my hands. I know I've been extra horny for you, like, all week long, because I couldn't stop thinking about this, making this decision, growing our family. Fuck, you are so hard. You're really anticipating the idea of coming inside my pussy, aren't you? Yeah? I know, I find it really sexy, too. God, I love doing this. Watching you as you touch me, and I touch you. You make, like, a million little expressions every time my hand moves up and down your shaft. Oh, and your fingers feel so good when they slide inside me. Right there. Days like this, I'm glad our nearest neighbor's like, 20 minutes away. I'm feeling the breeze on my skin. Your way down my body. I know. My only tragedy is that I can't reach your cock when you move down there. But call me selfish, but every time you kiss your way down, down, down between my legs, I always know that I'm gonna get to feel your beautiful tongue. I always feel so vulnerable when you spread my pussy open like that. I'm feeling the night air on it. I'm so hot and wet. Please suck my clit. Please, I need to feel your tongue. I hope you didn't expect me to be quiet. Slide your hands up the backs of my thighs and pin my legs open so you can ease your access. And your tongue, yeah, just dipping inside me. Do I taste good? Yeah, you like the way my pussy tastes. Oh my god, that feels incredible. Doesn't matter how many times you eat my pussy, it always feels like the first time. Spread my legs wider. I'm so vulnerable and exposed. I don't know how long I can take it. If you don't stop, you're gonna make me come. No, I didn't want to come yet. As much as I really, really want to feel your cock in my pussy right now, I need to taste you. Just for a few minutes, please. Yeah. Oh my god. Getting fingered while I suck on the head of your cock. Okay, you're right. I want your cock in my pussy. I'm up here. I want you to make me a mommy. Oh, your cock feels so good. Play with my tits while you fuck me, please. Oh, God. Can you feel me clenching around you? Yes, baby. Look into my eyes while you fuck my pussy raw. It feels so good having you inside me. No condom, just. It's so intimate. Ultimate mark of ownership. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, yes. Oh, that angle is fucking perfect. When you flood my womb with your fucking speed, I want my pussy to be clenching and vibrating around you, pulling every drop close in, making sure I get pregnant. God, breed me. Oh my God, make me pregnant, please. Baby, I'm gonna go. I can't. I can't hold on. I need to. That was fucking perfect. I love the way my pussy feels with your cum inside it. Oh, yeah. Cuddle up with me. I hope you know that this is the beginning of a lot of sexy nights. Well, yeah, we have to keep trying until we know for sure it worked. And I guess that just means you're gonna have to fuck me over and over again. I know. What a burden to bear, right? Oh, yeah. I'm absolutely sure you'll be so miserable emptying your balls inside me every night. I do know how much you like coming on my tits, but sacrifices must be made. Hey. I love you. I love that we've decided to do this. Start a family. And, in case it wasn't blatantly obvious, I'm pretty sure I've developed a pregnancy kink. So we might have to have a few kids after all. And I want to say thank you for being so open and accepting of my decision at the beginning of our relationship. And for accepting this new development. One more s'more before we go back in? Trust me, you'll need the energy.